Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Well, you're a week beyond having the budget settled, and now you're ready to go to fight. I see the Texas Tribune today said that an attorney who's supporting two members of the House of Representatives, or representing them, says that this is an unconstitutional thing that the Senate is doing by moving that $2.5 billion into the next fiscal year to put in the highway fund. What's your thought on that?
Well, I guess that's something that the courts will have to decide. But it appears from the House side that we think that's correct, that they shouldn't be able to do that. The voters voted to give that money to the highway department, and that's a TxDOT.
Well, if I remember correctly, when our senator was chairman of Senate Finance, they would move payments from time to time. It's not a new thing.
No, as a matter of fact, we're doing that in the House bill from moving education funds, moving it from the month of August, instead of making that payment, make it in September, which moves money. So that's not uncommon. I don't know that I totally understand why they're saying that the moving of transportation funds is incorrect, but to me it kind of smacks after the voters ask to do it that we take it back is a little bit of a problem. That's the way I understand it.
Of course, this is an argument that's already had the phrase Enron accounting come up a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
so,
you know, it's some ways. We have to make some changes in order to make the budget work. And all it's going to mean is any money that we move into next session is going to have to come back in the supplemental and we'll pay it. And that's we've done it before, and that's what we'll do again.
State Representative John Rainey joining us this morning. Of course, you're Vice Chair of Higher Education. You got a couple of items on the agenda that you're going to hear today. Did you talk about those?
We're going to create officially the Rellis campus, and then I have a bill that will require community colleges who have campuses away from their main campus of 2,000 or more students that they'll have to be transparent in the way they report their financials. And basically, they're going to have to report financials of that secondary campus in a true manner. They can't just lump it into one pot of money and say that we've reported it.
All right, so now what you're saying then is that, look, it's clear that this is a situation that exists between Washington County and Brazos County with Blinn. So will they have to report line by line for each campus, or will they say this pot of money is in this campus, this pot of money is in that campus? What kind of detail do they have to go into?
My hope is that they will eventually report line by line.
Now, yesterday, the Research Valley Partnership was planning to make a presentation of a petition to the commissioner's court. They did not do that. What kind of information can you tell me about that?
I don't really know the exact reason why, but it was my understanding there was some difference in how many voters were actually registered to vote, and they wanted to make sure that their numbers were good. I think with 14,000 signatures, which are somewhere close to 14,000 signatures, they probably are covered under either instance.
Okay, let me circle back around now. There's two things that go before higher ed. They could be voted out of committee today?
Probably won't be voted out of committee, but we may have, at some point during the week, have a formal vote or formal meeting, which could be right around the chairman's desk or in one of the little rooms right close to the chamber and vote out bills. We can't have hearings that way, but we can vote bills out.
Sure.
Matter of fact, we did that yesterday for the Committee on House Affairs.
All right, okay. Anything else that's going to happen of import before you and I talk again next week?
Well, you know, the issue about Blinn, I'll just talk a little bit about that. I don't know what those answers are going to be, whether they're going to separate or join, and what the ideal situation is. I continue to believe that Brazos County needs to have more say in what's going on because the majority of the students are in Brazos County. and probably over 80% or maybe 90% of the money, we don't really know, is collected in Brazos County. And I think we need to know that, and Brazos County needs to have a voice. We have the two people that are appointed to the Board of Trustees. I know that I heard Mayor Berry, and I love her dearly, but I disagree. We had the RVP did a study back, took a poll back last year sometime, and it indicated the people of Brazos County would vote for a taxing district. I don't know whether that's accurate or not. Things change over time. But if the people of Brazos County want to either create or join Blinn, then they ought to have that right. And there is a little bit of a confusion, I understand, on whether Blinn can say yes or no. And it's in law. One word says shall, and another word says may in the same paragraph of the law. So we don't know. It seems to be a little unclear.
That has to be an AG's ruling then. Is that what you're saying?
I bet it would be end up being an AG's ruling. I don't know. And I am not opposed to Blinn in any way. I never have been opposed to Blinn. I have just always felt like they needed to report their finances in a way that the common guy could pick it up and read it and see what's going on.
Well, we'll be watching it, and we're about to talk about it from the Bryan perspective in just a minute with Mayor Nelson. Thanks for the time this morning. State Representative John Rainey joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.